So I just got to live with hearing the story grow and develop over 30 years. And so the other thing that Ian did after the story was complete in his mind, he started performing it at Sick Kids Hospital, the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. I think he started in the early 2000s and did it for 7 years. The 2017 was the last year. I went to see him that year. I hadn't seen him do it. And it was so, I mean, it was pretty adorable. He's there. He has his friend, Les, who comes with a little CD player to kind of play. It's like, it was like children's theater. But it's just him sitting beside a cardboard hearth that they'd made. And he told the story with great animation and like a wonderful storyteller. But after he did that, I was like, Ian, it's ready for an audiobook or something. I can get you into I know friends who have studios. So that was in 2017. By 2018, we had an audio version of it produced in Toronto with like a kind of audiobook version. Yeah.